Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Trey Freeman with EverAg joining us, and we're talking livestock. Your program this morning brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Trey introduces himself, and he has a very extensive background in cattle, and also in that Oklahoma, Texas region of the U.S.
You bet. Again, my name's Trey Freeman, working here for EverAg, from Oklahoma Panhandle. Grew up on a stocker feeder operation, did my time in Chicago brokering, and thank the Lord I was smart enough to leave after a few years and made it back to my home state. So, that's my background.
Hey, Trey, talk about this cattle market right now. A lot of people who are selling like these prices. What do you feel is kind of the biggest factor, biggest role in seeing this strong market right now?
You know, the bottom line is the supply fundamentals are known. Cattle are going to have hard bark. It's just like right now, we tend to see a seasonal decline in cash cattle. We're rallying right now. We had 171 trade in the south today. We've had 181 to 182 in the north live and 286 draft. So, again, external forces are going to have a tough time penetrating this bullish market we've seen in cattle for the last couple of years. The only thing that really looms over cattle right now is some sort of recession or failing beef demand, but that doesn't look to be a play in the cards right now. Maybe the recession a little bit. One thing that comes to my mind is commercials and more managed money is with these rising rates that we've seen, are they going to continue holding and adding to long positions in cattle, or are they going to move their money to a less risky trade? So that's my thoughts just globally. Again, cattle are going to have hard bark. But the higher we go, the more volatility we'll see.
Yeah, a lot of people like to see those high, strong numbers, but a lot of people use the word it's a cycle, it's cyclical, and, you know, there's always a high market. There's always a time where that market's going to come down, too, then.
Certainly, and it's just like October 2014 in feeders. What did we see in fats? You know, we saw 170, and that was the top, and it was so volatile up there, you really just never know. One thing that sticks out to me right now in feeder cattle is we have cash. In fact, May feeders went off the board today at 208.97. August feeders are already trading 235. October and November feeders trading over 240. So is this market getting carried away, looking for a repeat of 2014? It sure looks like that 245 high we saw in 2014 is in, traders are narrowing their scope in on that. Maybe we're getting a little overextended right now in feeders. I mean, just every pullback we've seen has been a buying opportunity.
From a marketing standpoint, too, you got more in when you more skin in the game now buying some of these feeder cattle, and to ensure yourself a profit on the back end, well, that's where that marketing comes into play.
Certainly, and it's very tough right now. We've seen nothing but these calf prices and these feeder prices run up. These margins aren't quite what they were, you know, a few months ago. It's getting tighter. So, of course, risk management on the marketing of these cattle is important. But we got to remember that the purchase of the animal, we got to keep that in mind. We've got to focus on these margins. We can help you on the marketing side as well as the purchase. So 2014, a lot of these inefficient producers, really all of the inefficient producers were knocked out of the market, I feel like. So it is competitive out there. We've seen this, we saw this in grains 15 years ago. So it's competitive, and certainly it's imperative to practice some sort of risk management and keep your discipline.
Trey, has there been any studies or look at some of these cattle numbers? We've seen liquidation very prevalent over the last couple of years. How is it realistic to see these numbers to get back where they were prior to that liquidation? Is there a 2-3-4 year time frame maybe, or
right? And the big thing is heifer retention. These heifers are held back. That could really kick the can down the road as far as the herd inventory. I mean, we may not see it build for another you know, couple years if that's the case. However, we've had some late rains here. They came in a little late. There's certainly some grass out there. We're looking at a little more forage grass pasture than we did last year. But again, they came in late, so it's tough to make a call as far as right now, but that heifer retention is key.
Yeah, it brings the question, are those heifers going to be bred, or are they going to be sent to the feedlots too?
Certainly, certainly.
I know around here we're a big dairy area trade too, and it's interesting to see when we got cull cows go to market. I mean, it's not unlikely to get a dollar, maybe up to $1.20 on some of these cull cows here. That's something I haven't seen. We've been in the area of 40, 45, 50 cent cull cows for a long time.
Certainly, and just like calf prices and what we've seen in these feeder auctions down here is these runs aren't what they used to be. So that's what's driving this market.
Trey, finally, anything on a more global perspective we're keeping an eye on that could cause anything plus or minus in the cattle side?
There's many differences between 2014, that bullish cycle we saw, and this bullish cycle. But the big one is the economy. You know, I don't remember the threat in the global macro outside markets in that last bullish cycle like we're seeing now. So, again, that along with beef demand, they're the only things that really loom over this cattle market. And we've seen volatility as this bank contagion and these higher rates come out. You know, that's going to provide volatility. Not to say that we don't have a little more in this market to go, but you know, I'd expect the volatility to continue. And again, as we go higher, expect that volatility to potentially increase.
Trey Freeman joining us with EverAg. Trey, sure appreciate your time, and I'll look forward to visiting with you as the weeks head down the road here, okay?
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you for having me.
Trey Freeman with EverAg. Find out more details at ever.ag. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Right off I-94 in Avon. Stop on in.